Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Raymond Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, you may signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Biplab from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I would like to welcome all the participants in the Q2 FY25 conference call of Raymond Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. S.L. Pokharna, who is President, Corporate Commercial; Mr. Amit Agarwal, Group CFO; Mr. Harmohan Sahni, Executive Director and CEO, Realty Business; and Mr. Sunny Desa, Head, Investor Relations. Without taking further time, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Agarwal. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Biplab. Thank you all for joining us today for our second quarter fiscal 25 results conference call. We appreciate your continued support and interest in Raymond Limited. At the onset, I would like to wish all of you and your families a happy Diwali and a prosperous New Year. I hope you have received a copy of our results presentation and would like to urge you to go through this along with the disclaimer slides. Now, before discussing our performance for the second quarter of fiscal 25, I would like to remind that Raymond Limited now encompasses the real estate and the engineering business. Let me start with a brief overview on the market for this quarter. We are pleased to report that the Indian economy is on a positive trajectory, supported by a good monsoon season and the completion of the general elections. While there was a slight dip in GST collections due to pre-election spending slowdowns, we remain optimistic about the growth outlook. With the festive season underway, we expect consumer sentiment to strengthen, aligning with the Reserve Bank of India's forecast of 7% or higher GDP growth for this and the next fiscal year. We typically see softer performance in the second quarter due to monsoon-related uncertainties and the inauspicious Pitru Paksha period. However, the residential real estate sector, particularly in key markets like Mumbai, continued to show a stronger demand. Engineering market witnessed growth in the auto ancillary business, and however, engineering segment consumables has been weak, both in domestic as well as export markets. Further, the aerospace sector is showing promising signs growth impacted by ongoing production issues faced by one of the largest aircraft manufacturers, leading into a delay of dispatch. Now, let us discuss about the second quarter fiscal 25 performance. There, I am pleased to announce that Raymond Limited delivered another robust quarter with strong performance in real estate and engineering business, reporting a revenue of 1,101 crore in the second quarter of fiscal 25, which reflects a growth of 115% on a year-on-year basis over 512 crore. The revenue growth was driven by outstanding performance in the real estate sector. And during the quarter, the company has delivered an EBITDA of 172 crore in the second quarter of fiscal 2025 with an EBITDA margin of 15.6%. Our year-on-year basis EBITDA number was offset by due to burn-off maintenance expense in Thane of 4 crore. And we also received a tax refund of 10 crore in the second quarter of fiscal 24. In the second quarter of fiscal 25, the company achieved a strong booking of real estate of 562 crore, primarily driven by the demand for the 10X era sale of retail shops in Thane as well as in JDA project of the Address by GS in Bandra. Overall, the company has reported the annual profit after tax from continuing operations of 59 crore, making a 111% increase compared to 28 crore in the previous year. Now, let me discuss the segmental performance for the second quarter of fiscal 2025. In the real estate business, during the quarter, we have witnessed strong booking momentum and made a total booking of 562 crore across all our projects. The construction momentum across all our projects, both in Thane and Bandra, is progressing well, demonstrating our commitment to timely delivery and adherence to high quality standards. In all our projects, we are ahead of construction timelines, and a comprehensive update on the construction status of our projects is provided in our investor deck. In the second quarter of fiscal 25, we have launched our commercial project for retail shops, Park Avenue, High Street Reimagined Retail in Thane, with a RERA carpet area of 80,000 square feet in the September 2024. The first of its kind High Street Retail in Thane, which received an overwhelming response. The project will host some premium aspirational brands. We at Raymond Realty offer affordable luxury apartments ranging from 1 to 4 BHK that caters to multiple segments of society. In a stated strategy to sell and construct fast, leading to quick project completion and faster revenue generation, has resulted yet another stronger quarter with a revenue of 571 crores in the second quarter of fiscal 25 from 243 crores in second quarter of fiscal 24, recording a strong growth of 135%. The segment reported an EBITDA of 112 crores in the second quarter of fiscal 25 compared to 47 crores in the second quarter of fiscal 24, which is marginally higher as compared to the same quarter last year. Yes, most of you are aware we have all 100 acres of land parcel in Thane, which has a total potential of generating 25,000 crore revenue. Out of this 100 acres of land, approximately 40 acres is currently under development, and there are 5 ongoing projects adding up to 4 million square feet, generating a revenue approximately of 9,000 crore, with an additional potential of 7 million square feet on the balance 60 acres to generate another 16,000 crores of revenue. Additionally, we have signed also 4 JDA projects in Mahim, Sion, and including the Bandra project. The combined revenue potential from 4 JDA projects in Mumbai metropolitan region is over 7,000 crores. With this and the development potential of Thane Land Bank and 4 JDAs gives the company a total revenue possibility of 32,000 crores over the next few years. We remain optimistic about the continued growth in the real estate market overall. Our pipeline of projects remains robust, with several developments scheduled for launch in the coming quarters. Now let me talk about the engineering business. Raymond completed the acquisition of Maini Precision Products Limited, MPPL, on 29th of March 2024. Starting from the first quarter of fiscal 25, the company has consolidated the performance of its engineering business to include MPPL. The segment has shown strong performance post-acquisition, making Raymond's group entry into sunrise sector of aerospace, defense and EV components. The segment sales stood at 443 crores in the second quarter of fiscal 25, doubling the revenue compared to 201 crores in the second quarter of last fiscal. This performance was driven by the demand from the domestic market for the flex plate, ring gears and shaft bearings categories, which is the auto component. However, engineering consumable category continued to be impacted due to sluggishness in domestic and export market on account of weak demand and geopolitical issues. During the quarter, the business reported an EBITDA margin at 11%, mainly due to changes in the product mix. Aerospace business growth impacted by ongoing production issues faced by one of the largest aircraft manufacturers, leading to delays in shipment. Now let me talk about the debt and cash position at the Raymond Limited. We continue to remain a net debt-free business with a net cash surplus of 685 crores, an increase of cash of 184 crores since March 2024. The total gross debt stands at 906 crores, which includes the debt taken for the acquisition of the MPPL as well as the existing working capital facilities at MPPL. Additionally, we maintain strong liquidity with cash and cash equivalents of 1,591 crores as of September 30, 2024. The interest cost in the quarter is 29 crores, higher by 20 crores on year-on-year basis as compared to 9 crores compared in the same quarter last year. The rise in interest cost can be attributed to the following factors. Interest cost of 14 crores on account of acquisition debt for Mining Precision as well as working capital debt at Mining Precision. And another interest, 4 crore interest cost is for the deferment of the approval cost payment to Mahada and TMC. Now let me provide an update on the demerger of the real estate business. The proposed demerger is progressing well with the demerger scheme filed with the stock exchanges. Upon completion, the new entity will seek automatic listing. According to the scheme of arrangement, each shareholder of Raymond Limited will receive one share of Raymond Realty Limited for every share held in Raymond Limited. This will position Raymond Realty to pursue its growth trajectory as an independent, pure-play real estate business. In the engineering business, as announced earlier, in the remaining business, two new subsidiaries of Raymond Limited will be created through a scheme of arrangement, one focused on aerospace and defense, the other on auto components and engineering consumables, each charting its own path for growth and a primary objective of value creation. Currently, we have filed the restructuring scheme with the NCLT. Now, let me discuss about the current status of the operations and the outlook. In the real estate market, residential real estate continues to demonstrate sustained demand. We are focused on future expansion through a capital-light business model via JDA route and targeting 20 to 25% growth in booking value year on year. Further, we are currently in discussions to finalize few new JDAs as we continue to expand our operations. As far as engineering segment is concerned, the aerospace business post-acquisition of MPPL is showing promising signs in which growth got impacted by ongoing production issues faced by one of the largest aircraft manufacturers, leading to delays in dispatches. However, with the post-addressing labor concerns, we are hopeful to get the business on track. Additionally, recent softness in the auto component sector due to weaker market may impact the growth in the near term. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about our growth prospects. Our diversified business portfolio, strong market position, and strategic initiatives will continue to drive value for our stakeholders. Thank you again for joining, and we would be happy to take your questions. We may open the line for questions. Thank you
so much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Soni from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. My first question is on the engineering segment. So we are witnessing sluggish demand there on, in the terms of organic growth. Like you mentioned in the presentation as well, this is majorly due to aerospace business, and in opening remarks you mentioned about the engineering consumables as well. So can you let us know like what is the outlook for next 2 to 3 quarters in both of the areas, like how the demand is shaping up, how do you see like is there any indication of the recovery there on in the upcoming quarters?
Sure. No, thanks Aman. I think as you see that first half was clearly impacted, and I'm sure you have understood when I talked about the worker challenges where we are talking about. So now what we hear the news, and you hear the same news, that seems to have resolved or in the last stages of getting the resolution. We have a very clear understanding with the customer that as soon as that gets resolved, we have continued to produce, and that will take in form of shipments and dispatches as soon as that gets over. So I think aerospace, we are very confident that the markets are going to come back or the customer will take the product. Now, as far as the engineering consumables is concerned, we have seen a bit improvement in the export market. However, domestic market continues to have a little bit challenge. But if I look at the auto ancillary, I think the first 6 months, as you heard me saying, first 6 months have been quite a decent number. But we have seen a little bit weakness right now. But it is not going to be prolonged. It is going to be hopefully short-lived. And maybe in the next one or two quarters, we see a stronger recovery there as well. Hope that clarifies.
Understood, sir. Secondly, sir, this engineering segment only, like what kind of order book do we have across the segments like aerospace or engineering consumables? So can you share that number?
See, actually, you know, what happens, this is an order book. Whatever we produce, it is a B2B business. So you produce based on the orders only. So like that, we have always a order book because the lead times of certain products is 3 to 4 months and certain products are 30 days. So depending upon the lead time, and we work very closely with the customers. So therefore, we are not keeping the order book in such a manner. It's dependent basically in terms of capacity utilization. So we are looking at it in the second half, especially in the aerospace, that considering that hopefully this workers resolution happens, we should be able to use the facility at full extent. Again, as far as the auto and ancillary, taking out the short-term blip in terms of demand because of little slowness in certain parts of the world, I think we again see, so far we have seen a full utilization of those facilities. So that's where we are.
So what percentage of total engineering segment is coming from this aerospace, and what percentage is coming from auto components?
So if I look at it, roughly 15% comes from the aerospace and 65% comes from the auto components.
And auto component is going to be sluggish for second half, and you were saying aerospace may recover. So more or less second half should be a bit affected as compared to first half as far as engineering segment is concerned, right?
No, but what happens is the auto components in certain pockets, there are impacts, but not all across the globe. You know, we supply 65% of our products are exported. So it is in certain pockets you are seeing a sluggishness, not across the globe. So we should be able to offset that sluggishness in one part or the other part of the world to with the other supplies to different parts of the world.
Understood. And lastly, on the real estate, like you mentioned in the presentation, we are having an opportunity of around 3,500 crore, right? And we are already at a quarterly run rate of around 600 crore that we did this quarter. So analyzed basis, it is 2,400 crore. So do you believe like we can touch kind of 4,000-5,000 crore kind of opportunity on an annualized basis in next 2 years?
Absolutely. I think that is very clear. See, today you look at it as we have embarked upon and we are continuing to launch the projects that will enable us to get to a higher number. And it is very simple that between Thane and non-Thane, the day you are at a 10 million square feet, to achieve a 4,000 crore run rate of bookings is given. Harmon, you want to add something?
Yeah, so this year itself will be crossing about 2,500 plus we will be doing. So on an average, we have grown between 20 to 30% every year. And going forward now with a larger base, we would be growing as per our estimates and the projects that we have in hand. And I'm not taking into account the further projects that we will be getting. That will be an addition to it. Clearly, you can safely assume a 20% growth rate on the bookings every year, year on year. So next year itself, we'll be very close to 4,000.
Got it, sir. I'll join back the queue, sir. Thank you very much and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We have next question from Mr. Biplin. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. So my question is, we saw strong registration number in Mumbai as well as entire Maharashtra in October. The number was very high in September. So are we on ground seeing similar numbers? Will you see strong numbers for Raymond in Q3?
Yeah, so the registration numbers are an equation of what the booking value is. So booking value happens first and then it is followed by registration. So it comes with a lag. So if our booking numbers are good, then it's a foregone conclusion that the registration numbers with a lag of 30 to 60 days will follow. So it's a good idea to just track the booking value and registration will automatically follow.
So my question is, in general, how is the on-ground demand in Mumbai? Is it as good as what we are seeing in the registration number?
We are not seeing any signs of demand abating. So demand is still strong. It's doing well. Prices are also holding well. They are not running away. So it's a very healthy market today with large volumes and prices remaining more or less steady with 6 to 8% increase year on year. So Bombay that way is doing well. And I think it will continue to do well at least for the foreseeable future.
That's great. And my second and last question is on your upcoming launches. Do you see any new launches in this second half? And what would be your next upcoming launches?
In this quarter itself, which is the running quarter, post the end of Q2, so in Q3 itself, there is a launch you will see. In fact, very soon, it's a matter of days. We are just waiting for RERA registration. Once that is done, there will be launch of one project that you will see in Thane. And then in Q4 also, there is a launch which is scheduled, which is outside of Thane.
Okay, so you have one launch in Thane, one launch outside Thane.
That's right.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Hello. Hello, can you hear? Hello, are you able to hear us, operator?
You can't hear the static also, otherwise you get some static. It's gone blank. Otherwise, beep would have started.
Thank you so much, sir. We will proceed with the next question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will just wait for a moment as the line for management has gone disconnected. Please stay connected while I reconnect the management. Ladies and gentlemen, the management has been connected back. Please proceed, sir.
Yeah, sure. Sorry for this. I think we finished the answer and maybe somebody else on the queue can ask the question.
We will take the next question from the line of Amit from Abhinav Bhandari from Soham Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So a couple of questions. So one is, while you mentioned that, second quarter is seasonally weak and, from that perspective, we should not look at, the micro numbers as such. But couple of projects, the Address by GS Season 2 and the Bandra project as well, from a quarter and quarter perspective, there has been a significant decline, 40-45% decline as far as the sales value is concerned. So anything to kind of highlight in both these projects specifically?
So I mean, first of all, I don't think H2 is going to be weak. In fact, this is a season which has started now, so I don't know how that impression got created. Maybe some miscommunication from our side.
But I mentioned, you as you mentioned, the quarter two is seasonally weak, not the H2.
But what we are saying is quarter two, generally what happens, being a monsoon, normally you get lesser bookings. But now, because of our projects going at a good stage and the project is such that we have got good set of bookings. And as far as bookings are concerned, you will see at a point when you launch a project, you will get a very large booking when you launch any time ever a project. For example, when we launched the Bandra, this Address by GS, I think in the first 3 months, we got a significant number of bookings. So every project when you launch, you will get large number of bookings. And then you will follow through the normal booking procedures.
Yeah, so I don't know where you're getting these numbers from, but what Amit said, to add to that, when the launch happens, obviously you will see a bump up. And after that, it will go into the sustenance phase. And that's the cycle which each project, every location, every developer will experience. It's not unique to us.
Sure. The numbers are actually from your presentation, sir. You give the project-wise, quarter-wise breakup in terms of pre-sales. So I'm comparing the quarter one to quarter two. But anyways, I got the broader sense.
I understand it's not a factory product, that you know the demand will continue to be like that month on month, and product availability also keeps on changing depending on what we launch when.
Yeah, so what you are seeing, as I mentioned, that Bandra project which you are seeing, and when you are seeing the value of the bookings from 182 crores to 99 crores, as I see very clearly, the project got launched only in the month of February. So what happens is when you launch in February, then you will see February, March, April, May, you will get a very large number of bookings, because I think we launched end of February, or the 20th or
end of February.
So you will see 3-4 months, very large number of bookings. And then, as Harmohan said, it will go into the normal booking phase. So there is an excitement built always in a new project. You will get a significant number of bookings in the first 3-4 months, and then it goes in a normal phase of bookings.
So pricing also plays a role. At the launch stage, there is a certain pricing, and then the pricing keeps moving up. And that's the trend you will find in every project. In fact, Bandra, we would be soon launching one or two more buildings also. So we have more stock left, because currently the availability of the apartments also is very different. We've only launched half the stock so far. So the balance half of the stock is yet to be launched. It's under approval. So we'll be launching that soon. It will be launched this year itself. So you will again see a bump up and again down. So you will continue to see this cycle in every project.
And I think for us, the most important is the inventory which we have launched, what percentage we have sold. If I look as of today, within 6-7 months, we have sold 55% of the inventory launched, which is a very good number, and you have a period of 6 years to build the project.
Got it. Fair. The other question was on the three, the other projects that we have, Mahim, Sion, and I think one more in Bandra. So these projects are at what stage today in terms of approval, registration, etc., and broadly what we should take as timeline for launch for all these three?
So the launch for all these three, you should assume next year towards H2. Earliest would be Q3 or around Q4.
Got it. Yeah, those were the two questions from my side. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We have next question from the line of Ujjwal Lal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Can you clarify that after the demerger, in which company will JK House be transferred?
JK House is a property of Raymond Limited and stays in Raymond Limited.
Okay, and another question on the realty side, that we have seen some new launches from listed competitors. So any word on competition in the Thane market?
I mean, it's not our place to comment on competition, but our demand continues to be strong. We haven't seen any impact or dip in our stock being sold. So, that's all I can say. I can talk about my operations. Competition is always there. This is not some new competition that we are seeing. Every big developer has got a larger than our project in Thane, and they've been there for over 10-15 years. In fact, we are the new ones.
Can you tell something like, how can we see Thane pricing moving over the medium term, let's say 2 years, 3 years?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
Pricing. How do you see the pricing in Thane moving over 2-3 years, 4 years, 3 years?
I think pricing will remain steady. So you can expect a 6-8% increase per annum over the next 2 years.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind the participant that you may press star and one on your touchtone phone if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aman Soni, who is from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. My question, it is just a clarification on, like you mentioned, about 4,000 in next year. Are you talking about revenue or are we talking about book value?
This is the booking value.
And the revenue
will follow.
Target for revenue.
Sorry?
Do we have any internal targets to share in terms of revenue for real estate business?
So I think we have said very clearly that 20 to 25% growth, which we have been able to demonstrate, should continue over the next few years.
Likewise, like in this quarter, we are able to grow significantly. So that is why I was asking, is the number going to be significantly well as compared to 20 to 25% growth that we are targeting?
Yeah, sure. Actually, that is what we are saying. That is a minimum that one should consider. And going forward, you have seen the delivery performance of ours.
Understood. And based on the our earlier conversation, like you mentioned about the automotive is going to be slightly weak in terms of certain segments, right? So is it correct to assume H2 for engineering segment is going to be more or less same as we did in H1?
So it should be better.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have next question from the line of Prithul Shah from Anubhavati Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is with respect to the land bank. So currently we possess 100 acres of land. So, and we have announced and we have planned the projects already. But are we planning to acquire any new land in Thane or any another region, or we are just going to go with respect to the in JDA format only going forward?
See, our stated strategy is to continue with the JDA model for future expansion. And while having said that, we never say no to any opportunity, but we are not actively looking for any land acquisition as such.
Okay, got it, sir. And so just one bookkeeping question with respect to this land bank. So this land bank, whole 100 acre, is lying in our inventory or it is in the fixed assets?
9 acres is an amazing project.
So very clearly what happens is whenever you launch a project, it moves from a fixed asset to a current asset, is part of the inventory. And whatever is in the unlaunched project, which is a land, it stays as a fixed asset.
Okay. You got it, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Participant, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have a question from the line of Ujjwal Lal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So the management had indicated a wish to also enter the Pune realty market. So any progress on that front that you can share?
So we are currently studying the market and actively looking at quite a few deals, but nothing to report as such. Once we sign something, we will definitely share with you.
And another question, can you share on the engineering side, how much percentage of revenue is from EV and what percentage is export?
So export is almost 2/3 is export, and as far as EV is concerned, it is a very small portion, very, very small, 1%.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Since there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit for closing comments.
Thank you very much and look forward talking to you in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you so much. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.